Right. We yesterday at the end of Shir, we learned a Rambam. The Rambam said that if someone steals a field and sells it, the loikeach, the person who bought the field, ate peiros. In other words, he planted peiros and he harvested peiros. Everything came from him, but he did it in the karka, that's stolen karka. So the Rambam says, even if he does it for many years, we have to make a cheshbon of all the peiros he ate, and he has to give it back to the Baal HaSadeh. This says to all the profit of the peiros that he ate, and he has to give it back to the Baal HaSadeh, which is the Shittas HaRambam.
The
Lokeach, he has to give the peiros back to the Baal HaSadeh. In other words, someone sold the Lokeach, a different person's field, and the Lokeach ate the peiros of the field for many years. He thought it's his field. And now the owner of the field comes back. So he says, I'm giving you back exactly the same field that was stolen from you. So to Rambam, no, but all the peiros that were eaten during those years are hadri, they go back to the original owner.
But since they already ate it, he has to pay money. The
lokeach
has to pay money.
He has to pay money, minus, of course, the hitzoy, you see the dots, but he has to pay the money of the peiros that he ate. So that's the Rambam's chiddush. The Magid Mishnah said that it's not like the pashtus of our Gemara. If you go to Gozel Soda Mechaveri Malaya Peiros, the pashtus of the words is Dafka Malaya Peiros. Then you have to pay back the peiros. And it was Mdayak and Rashi, that Rashi holds that way, that if you steal a field that has peiros, you have to give it back. If not, not. The Magid Mishnah says that this shaila is totally in whether you hold karka nigzelos. But the Rambam is gebayt on the concept that karka ain't a nigzelos, that you can't steal a piece of land. Land remains the owner's land, no matter how many years he's not there. It's always his land. And therefore, if someone steals the land and sells it, and the other person plants peiros, it all grew in his land. Because land you can't steal. You can't take a piece of land and take it away from somebody. So since you can't take a piece of land away from a person, so it's all the original person's land, and that's the Hezbrin Shita Sarama. As I state in Magid Mishnah. So once a year, I have to find an excuse to learn a little bit of Navi with you. So as much as this seems to be a very lomdish sugya, it seems to be a beferish pasuk in Navi. In Malachim Beis, the 8th parak, it's listing, the whole first part of Malachim Beis lists all the miracles Elisha did. And one of the, as you all know, Elisha was a was Mechayim Mason, a child who had died. That's one of the miracles. Later, there's another miracle which is mentioned here, which most people are not aware of. And it's just 6 psukim in the beginning of Parakhes. Elisha tells this woman, you know, whose child he was Mechayim, Rashi says it was Yaina. When he grew up, he became Yaina the Navi. He tells her there's going to be a hunger for 7 years. So pick yourself up and move away for 7 years because there's going to be a hunger here. And 7 years later, come back. That's what Elisha tells her. So the pasuk says, Elisha diber al ha'isha shehechi es benar leimar, kumi lechi atu beisech v'guri ba'asheta guri, move somewhere else, kikara Hashem l'ra v'gambal la'aret shevashan. He tells her there's going to be a hunger 7 years, move away. So she did it, v'toka me'isha v'taskat v'arish alakim, she moved to the Plishtim cities of Eretz Yisrael. She moves there for 7 years. 7 years later, she comes back. She's away for 7 years. So in the meantime, she had a house, she had a field. So somebody came and somebody used the house and someone used the field. So the pasuk says that she came to the melech. Vayishal hamelech liisha vatesaper loy. The Melech asked Isha what he wants. She told him the story. Vayiten lo haMelech soris echod leimar. So the Melech gave her a policeman or officer to go with her. Hashav es kol hashala, to force the ganiv who stole a house in a field. Hashav es kol hashala. The eis kol tuvois hasada miyem ozva saaretz viarata. Fresh a pasuk like the Rambam. No? It says the king gave her an officer to enforce the law. Hashav es kol hashala, to tell the Gazlan, give her back her house, her field. Face called to voice hasada, all the produce of the field, miyem ozva saaretz v'arata, for the whole 7 years that she was away, that someone stole the field, you have to return the tefua of all the 7 years. So l'chemes b'feresh pasuk like the Rambam, that even the sada, that even the peiris that were not malaya peiris, that the field was not malaya peiris when she went away, not all 7 years. Could have been 1 year's worth of payers there. But 7 years, obviously, the ganif planted. And afal pikein, it's mefor shapasik, to return kultivos asadim, yem azor, it's viadot. Can you bring a raya from Novi to the Rambam against Rashi?
What does Rashi hold in the Rambam's case?
The way the Magi Mishnah understands Rashi, Rashi holds that you only have to return the field that was stolen. That Lekeach is not responsible to return the payers. If he got a, like I said yesterday, he got a 5-acre empty field, so he has to return a 5-acre empty field. If in between he grew payers, he grew payers.
The payers that were not eaten, Rashi would agree that it goes back.
Payers that were not eaten, perhaps Rashi would agree that he has to give back. But all the 7 years, kol tvos asada miyem ozva saaretz v'arata, doesn't sound like only the pears that weren't eaten. 7 years worth of pears, it can't be they're all still around. Especially there was a rav baretz during the 7 years.
Make a mechah, right?
Stop it, what?
If you make any mechah all this time?
You don't need a mechah. There's no chazelk of shalashan without a taina. A person can only be mazik in a field 3 years and get the... It's a mistake. People think if you're in a field 3 years, it becomes yours. It doesn't become yours. Chazelk of sheni matayna in a chazelk. Has to be some kind of taina, and then there was no taina. So,
what
do you mean? Why wasn't it a din? Puskas telling us
that
long.
Obviously, the fact
that he had to send maybe he called the Gazlan there. Maybe the guy, I don't know the story. The Pusik never tells you all the details of the story. Could be he was there, could be he called it, could be he called him, he refused to come. I don't know what the Baisa was. But the Farish of Pusik, they have to return to two of all the years. However, you're going to answer your question, and one thing has nothing to do.
No, it could be that he made his.
Why would he do that? Why would he? So when I learned this, I figured maybe there's a chilek between the Gazlan himself and a lekeach. The Rambam and Rashi are arguing by a lekeach, somebody who buys a field. He bought the field and he ate peiris, he planted and ate peiris. So maybe by him, the Rashi holds that he doesn't have to give back the peiris of all the years. But the Gazlan himself, it could be that everyone will hold you have to give back the payers. Now the Gazlan's worse. Question is, what's a svara to be mechalti in the Gazlan lekeach? He's a little bit of a hesber. Why be mechalik? In svara, we can hear that the Gazlan's worse than the lekeach. So I'm not sure what the svara would be to mechalik. This pasuk only shows us the Gazlan. Doesn't the Gazlan sold it? The Gazlan himself ate Paris for 7 years. He has to get back to Paris. Is there a chilek between a Gazlan and a Lekeach? So I'm not sure. If Shini Rishus helps, then there's a chilek. If Shini Rishus doesn't help, then there's no chilek. Like I told you yesterday, we don't know how to answer Rashi. Magid Mishnah says, Karkein and Exelas, so the Rambam's right. What does Rashi answer? Maybe if Rashi holds that since there's a Shina Rishus, it's different. So it could be by a Lekeach, Rashi holds, you don't have to give back to Paris. But by the Gazan himself, Karkein and Exelus, so maybe he'll be Maida. Could be. It's a Chilik that would explain at least the Pasik. But it doesn't totally, it's not a good Teretz until we understand the Klara Svara to it. So I'm not sure I have Klara Svara, but I think, if I remember correctly, that this Chilik says in somebody Achrayinim, I thought it was in Nachlas David. I tried to look through Nachlas David. He has a tremendous arichus on the sugya of Mishubadim. I couldn't find it. So it's Bederech Ulai, maybe to answer. Also, it could be like you're saying that the Pasuk is telling us something that Shalai Apidin, the king gave extra. But this, why should I touch it that way? If you touch a Pasuk, that means Apidin. That's the normal way to touch it.
The king never said to Zaros. So, anyways.
No, when you say give all the tefillah of all the years, it means a minus date size. That's what it means. It means give all the profit of all the years. That's what it means. Okay. All right, let's see. I'd like to move in the Gemara. Let's see a little piece of Gemara. Where were we up to? Let's start again from the Toshma, because it's all one long run on sentence. Okay, the Toshma is 7-8 lines on the bottom, 10 lines on the bottom. Toshma lachilas peres ketzad. Hari shagozel sadem mechaver v'hari yosim tachas yada. Shul gai v'gai sekerim l'chasim mishubadim. U peres gai v'm l'chasim v'nei chayrim. What does that mean? Someone stole a field from someone else. V'hari hu yosim tachas yada. Those words are crucial words to the next piece of Gemara. He stole it. And now it's yosim tachas yada. Now the field somehow is not in his hand anymore. V'shuhu gai v'gai v'sakerim l'chasim mishubadim. When he's gaiva, the kerem and the chasim mishubah. Who's gaiva the kerem? So that's the Gemara's kasha. Echidami, ilamik diktani, daslami my gavi. Who's gaiva? The field goes back to the owner. Who's being gaiva and the chasim mishubadim? There's nobody. Elo live kagan shagazal sodem echaveray machala acherish bicha. And it's a raya that you're gaives hashvach, not like Shmuel. So this is the Gemara's cash. So the Gemara now is going to have three terutzim, Rava and Rabbi Barafon and Ravashi. All three terutzim are pshat in the Toshma. So let's see the three terutzim. First teretz, Amar Rava. So the Paris, the gazlanate. What about the guf hakarka? Ochal es haperis v'chafar ba by reshichen umaris. And in the field, he was mazik the field. The field is for planting, and he went and he dug in the field. So when you dig in the field, it's a hezik. But nixalik vois keren gave him the chasim mishubadim. But the exact voice Paris gave the chasim lechayim. So the Bryce is saying that a dover katsuv to manai the kerem, which is a dover katsuv, you come manai for mishubadim of the gazlan. But the exalik voice Paris gave the chasim lechayim. Paris, which are dover shein like kitzvah. So there we don't let you take for mishubadim as tikkun olam. But that you get from b'lechayim. So what is Rav again with this pshat? Why does he say tonight that you dug holes in the field? He wants to have a case that you're being gaiva the Karen. You're money guy in the Karen. Karen means the gufasana. So that's Rava's pshat. Rabba barafona amar. Kigoin, a new second pshat. Shenetlu masikin. That the case, again, the Gazlan did not sell the field. The Gazlan still has the field. So maybe it's not going to be a kasha on Shmuel. If he has the field, what does it mean gaiva? Why is he money guy for Mishubadim? Shenetlu masikin. It's come out the same shot. Just the first man, the Yama said that the field was damaged. The second shot is that the Masikin came, that the tax collectors came and took it. But Nigzal Ligvais Karen. The Nigzal is a right to take the Karen back from the Gazlan. Gaivim in a chasim mishubadim. Why does he have a right to take it? So Rashi says, because the Masikin took it, Machmas HaGazlan. They didn't take it because they wanted the field. The Gadav just wanted the field, so he stole it from the owner of the field. He took it because he because there was a lien or a tvia on the gazlan. So memela, the gazlan profited. Mishtar shalei, he paid his chay from this person's field. So badnigz aligvais chay from the chasin mishubadim, badnigz aligvais peiris chay from the chasin bnei chayim. So it's almost the same exact teretz. Just one had an example of digging holes, and one had an example of natlu masikin. So the Gemara says, why does each man the Yama want after his teretz? So the Gemara says, Rava lo Yama karava barafona. Rava didn't want to say tax collectors. Haru yaitzim etachas yada bedina mash. Because the language haru yaitzim etachas yada is mashman that the field is being taken away from the gazlan in Bezdin, not that masikim took it. Rava barafona lo Yama karava haru yaitzim etachas yada beina mashma. It's mashma that you're taking it. And the field Kamaishahu was taken, and not that it was a damaged field. So therefore, he'd rather say it means Masikin took it, and Masikin took the entire thing. So these are two pshatim. Each mandiyama has one chesara. Rav Ashi comes along. Rav Ashi wants to say a pshat that'll shtim with both that be'enam mashma and bedina mashma. So Rav Ashi Amal Estadim Ketani, a third pshat in the Brayis, Kogoy Shagazal Sadim Echaveri, Malaya Peris, Achlas HaPeris, Mochai Resa Sadeh. So what's he doing? He's saying that the Gazlan ate the Peris, and then the Gazlan sold the field. So the Peris were being Tevera Gazlan. The field were being Tevera Lekeach. Ba Lekeach Likvais Karen Gaib Nechassim Shubadim, Ba Nigzal Likvais Peris Gaib Nechassim Benei Chayim. So these are three Ukimtas of the Brayis. The three Ukimtis Pashtos are not arguing in Din. They're just arguing in Hechetimtza. So there's no Machlekes here in the Gemara, just had a Zetzai in the Braisa. But all of them agree to defend Shmuel, that who said that Al Tzmeh Karibis, you don't get Shvach. Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rava, Bein Rav Hona, Malva Al Pehu. What does that mean, Malva Al Pehu? What does that mean? What's the Gemara asking? Bein l'rava, bein l'rav huna. Huh? The Nignav is taking from the Ganav's lakut, what the Ganav sold, the Shubadim of the Ganav, that he sold. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Halt kap. By milval peh, what's the din? By milval peh, the malva cannot take away from my lakuchas, from things I sold. Why can't he? Because there's no koil. Milval peh, there's no koil. So he cannot take away from karka I sold. So frak the Gemara, if he can't take away from karka I sold, then what? Then, because there's no koil, so then here also, how can you take away from the ganiv's from the karka that the ganav sold? The ganav was sold karka, and you take away from his karka. How can you take from his karka? It's like a milval peh. There was no koil. It's the Gemara's kasha. Good. So the Ktzais is a kasha here, which somebody asked me yesterday. I think I don't remember who, but. The Ktzais is Kufiyot Tes Aleph. We all know, we should know, that besides the Baal Chayiv, Nizik also mon zayin from Mishubadim. Right? The Gemara says he could even mon zayin from Idias, also in Bava Kav. That if you mazik someone, the Nizik has a right to take from Karkaris Mishubit. There's no koil. There's no shtar. As there a koil? So Taisis in Bava Kama, Daf Yudalit says, no, Hezek also has a koil. Someone damages someone else's property, there's a koil. You know, someone in the neighborhood has a car accident, there's a koil. Somebody in there has a break-in, there's a koil. So he said, Taisis says that Nizik also has a koil. That Mazik and Nizik, that there is also a koil. If so, Frektik Tzais, what's Agimara? Agimara, certainly at least, start with Rava. Chofa ba barishichin umarais. He's a mazik. Forget for a minute that he's a gazlan too. But he's a mazik. He took the other person's field. He dug in it barishichin umarais. He's a mazik. So what's the Gemara asking? Gemara say, how can you want afim yishu ba'adim? There's no shtar. A milva needs a shtar to make a koil. A mazik doesn't need a shtar. So if he dug barishichin umarais, so that itself should be enough for a koil. Okay, you're right. 1 second, good. And according to Ravashi also, he ate the peiris, he's also a mazik. He went to the other person's field. And he ate the other person's peiris. He's a mazik. He's a gazlan too. But he has a din mazik. No, you go into someone's field, you're a mazik. If you're a mazik, so then that itself creates a koil. Fractic tzais, what's the Gemara's kasha? Milval pehu, vein lekoil. Certainly, avada le rava, who says chafa bo bereshichin umaris. And maybe even according to Rav Ashi, he's a mazik, and that's mazik, that itself should create a koil. So the tzais says, he really says tzarchiyin. But he says, ulai, you could answer, now when does a hezek have a koil? If people hear that someone went into someone else's field and dug holes, so it has a coil. He went to someone else's house, he broke in, it has a coil. Here, at the time he dug the Bayer Shichin Umaris, he was pretending it's his field. He was Gazal Sasada. Right? The person was away, and he came, and he went into the field, Kielu, it's his field. So he was Gazal Sasada, and then he dug Bayer Shichin Umaris. In such a case, there's no coil. Because it's not something that sounds like news. People see him in the field, they figure it's his field. Then he starts digging a bar, so they figure he's digging, he knows what he's doing. So there's only a koil by mazik where everyone knows there's a hezek b'shas ma'isa. It makes headlines. But where a person pretends it's his field, so he says, ulai l'cheretz, a kateretz, that would be hechetimtza, where you can... where the Gemara's cash is a good cash in it. There is no kail. So there's no kail, it's a problem.
Claims that he bought it?
He's pretending he bought it. He went into the field, he settled it.
How was that then?
You know, people don't realize till he came back, just like the case here in Navi. Somebody moved into the field, the owner's away. And someone moves in.
That wouldn't be a kail in itself.
No, Gazela has no hezek. It has no kail. Only mazik has a kail. Gazela doesn't have a hezek. Gazela, people cover up. It's still. A hezek has a koil. Because a hezek is something that's right away known as a hezek. Gazela, the person pretends it's his. That doesn't create a koil. Could be when he's caught, it makes a koil. That's already too late for Lepufus. That's the Yibishas Mais. So what's the Gemara answer? So the Gemara asks the Kash, and Milva Apeh, and Milva Apeh, and Gaev Chasim Shubadim. Hacha B'mayeskin, and Gshamad B'din. V'hadr zavim, what do you gain by Amad Bedin? So Rashi says, what do you gain by Amad Bedin? Rashi k'shama bedin, kaidim shemacha nechasav, v'kivan dechayviu bezdin islei kala, v'havalei kemilva bishtar. Once you go to bezdin, that itself turns it into a milva bishtar. Once you go into bezdin, and bezdin paskins at yichayiv, so that creates a koil. Mahavalei kemilva bishtar, it becomes like a milva bishtar. So again, what are we saying? Somebody digs barishichin umaris in someone else's field, or somebody nechlu masikin. So you came on efem shubadim right now. After the psakdin, at that moment, if he owns karaka b'shas the psakdin, if he sells it before the psakdin, it won't be meshubid because there's no koil yet. But after the psakdin, whatever he sells will be meshubid, and because there's a koil. The Rishonim here, the Rashba and the Ran, bring that the Rif, Estakasha, if Amad Bedin remains like a Milva Bishtar, why is it that after a Psak Din, a person's Nema to say Parati? Now, Lachi is that on a Milva Alpeh, you could say Parati. you're believed to say Parati. On a Milvah Bishtar, you're not believed to say Parua. You can't say Parua unless you have a Migo Mezuyev, but Stamazai Netayna Parua is not believed on a Milvah Bishtar. If a Psak Din is like a Milvah Bishtar, why is a person Neman to say Parati, Parua? That's what they bring, that the Rif is this kasha. So the Rajba says this. The Rajba brings B'Shem Yeshayimrim. It's a very Pashta Pshat. The Rajba brings B'Shem Yeshayimrim to answer this Kasha that really they're two different Inyanim. The Inyan of Koyel has nothing to do with being Nama to say Parua. The Inyan of Koyel is from Mishubadim. So Psak Bezdin creates a Koyel, just like a Milvah B'Shtar. Why on a Shtar aren't you believed to say Parua? Why in a Milvah B'Shtar you not believe per se Perua? It's not a din in Milvah B'Shtar. Because the other person could say, Shtar Chabiyadi my boy. That's the only reason. So Chayre, it's Pashit. A Psak Bezdin, if Bezdin paskind, then it's Kamilvah B'Shtar le'inyin Kyle. But it's not Kinyin, it's not Kamilvah B'Shtar le'inyin Perua. What does that have to do with Perua? When a person tainis Perua, he's believed. Because Perua Batsim is believed, unless you have a taina, Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. Since the Psak Bezdin doesn't have a taina of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy, so that's why you're Neman with Perua. Now, it's a very Pashat the Teretz. It's hard to understand, first of all, why the Rif held it was a Shtar Kakasha. The Rif is really, it's on Daf Yud Zayin. And it's hard to understand why the Rif held it as a Shtar Kakasha, why the Rajah brings it as a Yeshayimrim. It's a Dover Pashat. Maybe we get to Daf Yud Zayin, it'll still be Toshin Samovav. We'll understand the Rif better, because that's where the Shita Sarif is. But at least for the meantime, let's put aside and know this idea that there's a question after a Psak Bezdin if a person's Nema to say Perua. And the Rif wants the Taina that if a Psak Bezdin is Kishtar, that you shouldn't be believed to say Perua. You have to have Edom that you pay. So it's Hashem, we have to get back to it if we can, but I'll go upon him, the Rajba says this here. Okay, so as the Gemara finish, Kshamad Bedin, Vahad is Avadi, Hachi Peris Nami. If it's Amad Bedin, even the Peris, Zach the Gemara, Kshamad Bedin, Ala Keren, Viloi Amad Bedin, Ala Peris. He went to Bezdin to be Teveya the field. He didn't go to Bezdin to be Teveya the Peris. Well, my piska, how do you know that's the case? It's a normal case. If you come and you find that someone's in your field, the first thing you do is get your field back. Later, you try to get the damages, you try to get the profits. No, because the Gemara is really coming to tell us Peiris Ketzat. It's coming to tell us what's the case of Peiris. You know, there's an interesting Rabbi Chanan in the beginning of Kavit Ha'aris. There's Rabbi Chanan. He says, how come sometimes the Gemara takes a Braisa and because of Kasha, Zetz and fits it into a very unique, specific case which the Braisa wasn't Mashma. The Gemara does that every once. Sometimes the Gemara does do it, sometimes the Gemara doesn't do it. As Kashas, so it says the Brice is talking in such a case. Oh, he was on the Bedin, on this, not on that. Well, why does the Gemara do that? So B'chadim gives us a klal. When a Brice is coming to tell us a specific idea, so the Brice tells us the idea. It doesn't tell us all the side details. But the clarity has to be in the main idea that the Brice is telling us. In other words, Brice is coming, when it brings an example, it's telling us one thing. Here it's coming to tell us, Pei Rishayin Lam Kitzva, Yikim Manai from Mishubadim. That's what Bryce is coming to tell us. Now, how do you have Eichet Timtza? So it has to be Amad B'din, otherwise Yikim Manai from Mishubadim. But it's not coming to tell us a din of the Karen. Just when you tell me a case, it's got to be a whole case. So B'chanan writes this klal that any time you have a Bryce, the Iker Chiddush of the Bryce has to fit with the Yikimta, has to fit smoothly. Everything else could be Agikvetch, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you want to give an example to a class or to someone you're arguing with, you pick an example. And then he starts harping on the side points of your example. So you tell him, so you know, you say, well, that's not like this, that's not like that. That's not my point. My point is the main nakuda. It's the way people are arguing and learning. That's what they do. You're arguing with someone, you give an example, and he starts picking on the side issues. The same thing here. The case was Achilas Peiris Ketzer. Achilas Peiris Ketzer. How do you have Peiris Elam Kitzvah? So Gemara says, someone stole the field. The Peiris is Elam Kitzvah. How do you have Echid Timtzer? That these man's eyed the field? All right. So the field, there was a coil. How was there a coil? There was a coil because there was a psak din. But the main nakuda is intact. The main nakuda is, we're talking about a case of Peiris. A simple case of Peiris. There was no Hamad Bedin. And the Brisa doesn't tell us anything about Hamad Bedin, because the Brisa is coming to tell us the din of Achilas Peiris. So to tell the case of Achilas Peiris, it's a very klara ukimta. It's a good Rabbi Chanan to know, because a lot of times when you learn a Gemara, the Gemara fetches a hechatimtza story into the ukimta. It seems like a big daichik. See, if you aim it on it, you'll see this is a very perfect example. B'chanan doesn't bring this example, but it's a perfect example. Achilas peiris ketzad. How are achilas peiris ain't like ketzva? Someone stole a field. You have to be tevei to peiris. Aye, what about the rest of the story? So the price didn't go into it. It could be it's chafa barishich and amaris. It could be not lomasikin. You have all kinds of ukimtas. But that wasn't the main point of the price. That's why it's not a daichik for the Gemara to zetzerayin this way. It has to make sense. So the Gemara is explaining why it makes sense. All right, so that's a case. Is that it's a case that can happen. So the Gemara has one more kasha. V'savar Shmuel lekech megazlan less leishvishvacha. All right, so now we have to remember where we started. We started that Shmuel said what? Yesh loy mois ein loy shvach. Why shvach ein loy? We said because of mechzik haribis. Okay, we've been spending the last couple of days on the shibudim part. We have to get back to the ribis part. Why is it mechzik haribis? Everybody with me? Huh? Why is it mechzik haribis? Because he gave him money for the field. He gave him money for the field, and who gave who? The lekeach gave the gazlan money for the field. The gazlan stole the field. He sold it to Pliny. So Pliny gave him cash. The cash he gave him, what was it? Was it really a purchase? No, it wasn't his field. He thought it was a purchase. Actually, it's like a loan. He gave him money, which he's going to get back. So now if he's going to get back more money than he gave him, it's merzika ribis. Why isn't it really ribis? Why isn't it really ribis? I gave him $1,000 for the field. He's giving me back $1,100. Because it wasn't a loan. It wasn't katzitz. It wasn't even a loan. Really, it was given as a sale. Right? It wasn't even a sale with a tanai. It was a straight-out sale. Just it was a toss, so he has to give back the money. So it's only merzika ribis. It's not really ribis. There was no loan. There was no katzitz. There was no nothing. But it looks like ribis. Shmuel's worried about ribis, that when you buy from a gazlan, you don't get shvach. He said that when you're a cipher, ask them what they want in the shtar. Shufra, shivcho, peri. Shufra means to money from idiots. Shivcho means to pay the shvach. Peri means to pay the peris. But my, what was he telling the cipher? Iba b'chayv means to peri. So Vaita, we have a kasha on Shmuel. We see Shmuel holds that by Gazlan, that you could get the Shvach. It says, ask them. If they want to get the Shvach, they can get the Shvach. How can you get the Shvach? It's Mezi Karibis.
Why would the person write a star and give it to the buyer and say, I'm guaranteeing in case it's a stolen field?
Well, the guy's not going to give him the money otherwise.
So he's saying, just
I have to tell you a secret. If you steal a field and sell it to someone, you don't really think you're going to get away with it forever. Right? If you steal a field from someone and you sell it, you go, your neighbor moves in Florida for the winter. So you put up a for sale sign and you sell it. The guy who's selling it, he knows he's going to ultimately be caught. It's not like when you rob a bank, you think you get away with it. Right? You're selling someone else's house, you know, it's just a matter of time, you're going to be caught. So in the meantime, I'll guarantee it. If he's enough of a goslin to sell someone else's house, it's not a kasha, why you guarantee it, right? So, Elah b'lekach megazlin, so we see, it's a steer in Shmuel. We see Shvach, you can give back. Amar Rabbi Yosef, hachamai eskinen kagoy sheyesh leikarka. You have to help cup. Why does it help yesh leikarka? So the way Rashi teaches, it means this. When does it look like ribis? If I give you $1,000 for the field, and this shvach, the field is worth more, so you give me back $1,100, that looks like ribis. I gave you cash $1,000, you gave me back cash $1,100. However, if I give you $1,000 cash, and later I tie it to you, that field was stolen, and you replace it with a different field, even though that field is taka worth $1,100. But it's not obviously ribis. It doesn't. The numbers aren't shining on the field that's worth $1,100. You got a field. That's true. If you're going to call in somebody to estimate the value of the field, you'll see it's worth $1,100. But it's not obviously ribis. We find such things in Hilchus Ribis. There are places where there's an issa ribis if you pay cash. There's not an issa rib of mezik ribis if you give merchandise. So therefore, that's mutter. This is the way Rashi explains this Gemara. But like, kagai sheyesh leikarka. So now, it's practically Gemara, a new thing. Every ribis derabanan will be mutter if yesh leikarka. Omalei abaye, chi mutter lulvay sah b'sah b'makim shashay karka. Sah b'sah is also ribis derabanan. Is that mutter if you have karka? What's sah b'sah? So again, those of you who are learning ribis and nashach had, sah b'sah means, if I lend you a 5-pound bag of sugar, and then you pay me back a 5-pound bag of sugar, that's usur if the price of sugar changed in between. If the price is the same, there's no problem. But if I lend you a 5-pound bag of sugar, and then by the time you pay me back, the price went up, so that's usur. You're not allowed to pay me back something that's worth more. This is, most people don't think it's ribis, because the way people think about it, what do you mean? I gave him sugar, he's giving me sugar. It's not that way. Because if you give someone a 5-pound bag of sugar, he doesn't owe you sugar, he owes you cash. And when he gives it back, if it's worth more, that's ribis. So Frank the Gemara, is that going to be mutter if yesh like karka? It won't look like ribis. It's a loan. He lent you sugar, you're paying back sugar. By a loan, we're not making. Hacha zvini, here, Bemis, it's not even a loan. It's vayt from ribis. Really, he sold him the karka. So when it's a zvini, then we'll make it. Ikidi amri, amr av yaisach amay eskinan, kagan shakaru miyadai. The second teretz is that it's talking shakaru miyadai. That means that he was mechayiv himself in the shvach right away. And since he's mechayiv himself right away, it's not Schar Hamtonas Mois. Amalei Abayechi, Mutta Luvay Sa B'Sa, Makam Shekona B'Yadai. Is that a heter by every Mechzi Karibis? You do a Kenyan, it's not Mechzi Karibis. Amalei, the same Teretz, Asam Avach, Zvini. When you have a Kula, it's not a Halva, then you can have a second Kula of Kona B'Yadai.
So the Seah is also only Mechzi
Karibis? Sa B'Sa, see, that's what we'll find. Sa B'Sa is Ribis Drabanan. Why is it Ribis Drabanan? Why is Sa B'Sa Ribis Drabanan? It's not ketsutza. Ribis to be deraisa has to be that at the time of the loan, we set that you're going to pay me extra. If I give you a 5-pound bag of sugar, even if you tell me you'll give me back a 5-pound bag of sugar, we're not making up, you'll give me more. Could be a burat to say. So actually, sabisa is just an example of ribis drabanan. The Gemara does not use the expression, I don't believe, mezik ribis by sabisa. So it's almost funny, the Gemara picks sabisa for an example of mezik ribis, but really, the Gemara just, when it says saw b'saw, it's just meant as an example of every ribis d'rabbanan. Every ribis d'rabbanan is going to be mutter if you pay back karka. So the Gemara says, no. Now you can ask me, what about a ribis d'rabbanan that's zvini? So I'll have to answer you with a chinami. If you have a case of zvini, a ribis d'rabbanan, well, if this Gemara comes out, there'll be a het. Okay, now we haven't quite finished the sugya because the Gemara comes back. But I want to discuss with you in the Kuda in Taisus Tritznami, and just to explain the cheshivas of this kasha of Taisis that the Rishonim tumul about, because Taisis asks it in the middle of Taisis in a very specific case, but it's really a general question. So let me ask you in a general way, and then I'll show you the way Taisis asks it. Just a general question. If I tell you the following sentence, you tell me if it makes sense. Obviously, I'm looking for you to tell me why it doesn't make sense. Okay? A regular case of Mishubadim. Right? Someone lent me money. So I'll tell you a din. Someone lent me money. I'm going to go. I'm telling you a psak halacha. It sounds like a perfectly sensible psak halacha, but you'll see why in a second. Somebody lent me money. And then he sold karka to a lekeach. It's mishubit to me. He lent me money bishtar. Regular case. So I'm telling you a psak din. Bezdin paskin. That I'm allowed to go and take away the karka that's mishubit, because it was mishubit to me. And Bezdin told the lekeach that they should go, the lekeach should go, and he has a right to get his money back. So he's allowed to take the keren from of the mishubadim of the meicher, and the peiris or the shvach he can only take from b'dei chayrin because it's ain't lekitzvah. Now the words I just told you, l'chayra agemara, l'chayra makes a lot of sense. But there's a major problem with the just the words the way I said them. Because what am I saying? Bezdin paskin, I could go take from Mishubadim, from Lekeach. Lekeach has got to get his money. He's going to go back to the Meicher, and he'll be tefeach from the Meicher, from other Mishubadim of the Meicher, other karkois of the Meicher. The kasha is, if the Meicher has other karkois, why am I going and taking from the Lekeach? I'm going and taking from the Lekeach when the Meicher has other karka? What's the case? Poshit, I only go to karka as Meshubid if the Meicher doesn't have other karka. No? What's the Gemara's case? I'm telling you a psak. Bachayv is Gaiva Mimshubadin, and the Lekeach is then Gaiva from the other karkois of the. It even mentions Bnei Chayrin, which is Ichishver. If they are Bnei Chayrin, I certainly should be taking the Bnei Chayrin. Well, I'm not allowed to take Mishubadim if they are Bnei Chayrin. So what's the case? The case doesn't make sense. You'll tell me a psak. What's a psak in this Gemara? Everyone knows this din. Of Achayv, Gaiva Mimshubadim. And the Lekeach is Chayzer, and he's Gaiva from the Meicher's Mishubadim for the Karen, and from his Bnei Chayrin for the Peiris. If there's other karka, why am I going to Mishubadim? So Taisus says, Ein Leimer. Now let's see. Taisus, the middle of Taisus Tritzachi. Taisus, but yes, this kasha, he phrases it a little different. Taimer. It's smack in the middle of Taisus, the last two words on the line. Im Taimer. Adarab. Luchach behacha dolay mishtabit. Midloy tarif balchayb mishabdi de tarif lekeach. Let the Gemara say from here that if karka was bought later, that the case is there was other karka that was bought after the loan. And since this karka that was bought after the loan, luchach mehocha dolei mishabdi. L'chayef from our Gemara, we could prove that other karka is not mishubit to the balchayv. Because tarif like, midloi tarif balchayv, mishabdi tarif lekeach. Since there's some mishubadim, the balchayv goes to lekeach. Lekeach goes to other mishubadim. Must be there was other karka that was sold later. The ein loimar. You can't say the way you wanted to say. That afterwards, all this is talking that the lekeach is going to get karka that first came into his property later. That can't be. Because if the case is that he first bought more property later and came gamashvach yigva, mahanu mishadi. Because if he bought property later, after the Baal Chayv took away the karka from him, at that point, the shvach is kitzvah. We already know what it is. So karka later is mishubit even on the shvach, because then it's yeshlei kitzvah. So it can't be he bought karka later. So it can't be he bought karka later. So if he's nimbay karka later, so what's the case? How do you have a case that the Baal Chayiv takes away from the Lekeach, and the Lekeach has some place to go and be Teveah from. If the Lekeach has some place to be Teveah from, let the original Baal Chayiv be Teveah from there. Why is the original Baal Chayiv taking karka from Lekeach if there's other karka? That's the kash. So Taisus says, Yeshleim and Demayri, Shazer karka, Asal Meichel Baal Chayiv Apaitiki. Taisus has a case, sounds a little bit of a daichik, that it's a case of apaitiki. What's apaitiki? Apaitiki is an acronym for apaitahekoi, which means that when I borrowed the money, I said, I'm going to money in this field. And we made a shtar, I'm money in this field. So even though there are other fields, I have a right to money in this field. So you sold the field to Lekeach. I go take this field from the Lekeach, and then the Lekeach goes and turns around, and he takes the other mishubad. So this is how Tosis answers the kasha. All right, if that's the case, that's the case. But it limits very much. If we come out never, you'll have the case of the Gemara that the Bachayv wants after the Lekeach, and the Lekeach is Chayz of a Gaiv. So the Magid Mishnah offers two other terutzim. The truth is, the Nachlas David here brings it, that one is an easy teretz, and that is, the halacha is, if I lend you money, and you have karka that's meshubit to me, if some of the karka is in this country, some of the karka is in a different country, I have a right to be teveya dafka karka b'medina zu. You can't tell me, well, I sold the karka b'medina zu, go take the b'nebechayim that's in a medina acheres. Since we know nobody wants karka in a different medina, it's very hard to manage it. Therefore, the Baal Chayiv has a right to go to karka b'medina zu. So vayti, you can have a chetimtza where I'm teveya karka the Medina Zoo, and then the Lekeach is Chayzev, a guy of a Mishubadim, he's stuck. He only has left the Karka of Medina Acheres, so he'll go and get the other Karka. It's another Hechatimtza, how you can have this case. A third Teretz. So we have Taisus Teretz, the first Teretz of Agamishna. Agamishna has one more Teretz. This Teretz goes back to a Machlokes Rishayim. When I borrow money from you, and I say, I'm mishabed my karkois to you. Does that karkois mean only karka I own now? Or even karka I'm going to buy, the akni, that I will buy? So according to the Rambam, stam azai, I'm only mishabed stam karkois that I already own. Only if I write the akni, if I write beferish, even karka that I will buy, then it's meshubit. If I don't write it, then future karka is not meshubit. And I mentioned to you once, if you listen when they have read the ksuba, when they read the ksuba, they say that all the karka is meshubit to the karka. The kanoi u'da'asir an olamikni. Those are the words of the ksuba. The kanoi, the things I bought already, u'da'asir an olamikni. Hakol yehei meshubit to the karka, to the ksuba. Zok the Megan Mishnah, you could have a case where the Baal Chayiv was only mishabed karka that he already owned, that the Leiva owned presently as a regular shtar. The Lekeach was mishabed the kanoi udosaran olamikdi. The Lekeach, even future karka. So again, you could have a chetimtza where a person, you could have the Baal Chayiv monzain mishubadim, and the Lekeach monzain different mishubadim. So the question was, if the Lekeach has different mishubadim, why did the Baal Chayiv go to that karka? There it is, because that karka is karka that was bought after the Chayiv. So the Baal Chayiv has no right, the Akni, to go to future karka. Lekeach has a shtar that says the Akni, so Lekeach has a right to go to those karka. So it's a third Echetimtzis. So we have three Echetimtzis, either Apoitiki, or it's in a Medina Acheres, or that he didn't write the Akni on the first star, he wrote it on the second star. They're all Hechetimtzes to answer the Kasha. How's it Shayach, the whole case of Asugya, that the Baal Chayiv, Monzain, from the from Mishubadim, and the recipient of the Mishubadim himself now goes to new karka. How do you have such a hechetimtzu? So this is the way that you have such a hechetimtzu. So this is all again here the pshat in the Gemara. Right, there's one last nakuda before we start the next sugya, or the next half of this sugya, regarding shvach, which is a ktsais also. Not enough time for me to go through the lumdis of the ktsais, but enough time for me to go through the case, and hopefully you'll be able to figure out. Ktsais has a case, it's slightly complicated, but if you go with, on the board yesterday, I did four steps. Ktsais has four steps. As a matter of fact, he gives them names. The first step he calls Nisan, the second step Iyar, the third Sivan, the fourth Tammuz. And this is the case that the Ktsais brings. The Ktsais is in Kuf Tes Vav, Sivkot and Gimel. And he has the following case. The case starts the same, that Ruvain borrowed money. Borrowed money, what do we have? We had first Kona Karka. Okay, so it's the same first step. First he was Kona Karka, the old Karka. And then he borrowed money. So at this point, it's easy thing. Let's say the Karka is worth $100 and he borrowed $200. So the Karka is Meshubid to the Laiva. At this point, it's easy. Then he sold the Karka. So let's see. In Nissan, he borrowed money. In Iyar, he sold the karka. So far, also easy, right? He sold the karka. Karka's meshubit. Then, he borrowed money from a second person in Iyar. In Sivan, Hastas. In Nissan, he borrowed money from person A. In Iyar, he sold his karka to person B. In Sivan, he borrowed money again from person C. So where are we holding now? He owes money to A. He owes him $100. B, he sold the karka to. And right now he doesn't owe him anything. You realize eventually he's going to owe him something because Mishubadim are going to come take the karka. He's going to owe him money from here also, right? But right now he doesn't owe him anything. Just sold him the karka. The third month in Sivan, he borrowed money from person C. What happened in the fourth month? In the fourth month, real estate prices went up. And the karka that he sold for $100 is now worth $200 in the fourth month. What's the fourth month? Tammuz. Okay? And now this whole thing comes to best. Now, half of this is not a shaila, and half of it is a shaila. The shaila, who gets the karka? The gufa karka. The karka was worth $100 originally. Who's it meshubit to? That's easy. The first guy, it's only Meshubit to Mr. A. A lent money lent him money in Nisan, and he had karka. The whole karka is Meshubit to him. In Iyar, he sold the karka. The whole karka is Meshubit to Mr. A, to the first person. This is where the shaila comes. A second $100 suddenly appeared in Tammuz. And that's the shvach of the karka. The karka suddenly became worth more. How do we look at it? Do we look at this new $100 in the fourth month as something new? If it's something new, who should be able to get that $100? Who's it Meshubit to? If it would be a new field, who would be Meshubit to? To how many people? How many people? How many people? Wrong. Two. Wrong. Sais wants the taina should be meshubit to three people. Which three people? The only two people lent the money, right? Sais is saying, if you look at the Tammuz $100 that it went up as it's something new, it should be meshubit to laiva number one and to laiva number two, because the money came later, so it's meshubit to both. It should also be Meshubit to the original Lekeach. Remember, the Lekeach now is also owed money because the first Leiva took away his karka. He had this karka. The loiva took it away. So he's now, there are three people hounding this man for money. The original loiva lent him $200. He got a $100 piece of karka, the gufa karka. So he still owed $100. The lekeach in the second month is also owed money because he paid $100 for the field. Now he lost the field. Loiva number three, this says loiva number two, the third month, is also owed money. So now in the fourth month, where suddenly real estate went up, this new $100 appeared. All three of them are tining, I want a piece of the $100. Let's divide it, just like I made the arrows there two places. The Ketzais is saying we should make the arrow three-directional arrow. It's like new money that appeared in Tammuz. And if it's new money that appeared, it should be meshuvah to all three. Or maybe not. What's the other tzad?
I don't know. I changed my third guy's out.
Third guy's out.
Yeah, that field that's meshuvah, it only has to deal with the first guy that you loan from. The second loan has nothing to do. That field's already gone.
Okay. That's the Ketzais' second tzad. Ketzais' second tzad is to say, what do you mean new $100? It's not a new $100. It's an outgrowth of the original karka. The original karka went up in value. It's the same karka. How do I look at shvach? Do I look at shvach as something new that appeared? Then it should be meshuvah to all three. Or maybe not tzuk tzuk. Maybe the shvach, it's just, if I would have drawn these four steps in the board, the shvach is just in Iyar's month when he sold the karka. It's like there was buried treasure under the karka they didn't know about. It should only be meshuvah to the first loiva. It's not something new. So the shaila, the ketzais' shaila is not just a shaila in this case. It's a shaila, how do you look at shvach? Do you look at shvach when real estate goes up as something new? It's as if this person who borrowed the money suddenly came into something new, which should be meshuvah to everybody. Or should we say, no, the shvach is just a sprouting of the original karka. It's a piece of the original karka. It should go according to the original karka. So the tzais is safik. And it's Hashem, I hope yet to get back to it.